وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Quranic teachings and Islamic elements pertaining to humanity and human beings. And in the previous episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard, 250-year-old person, which is a book, a compilation of the sermons and lectures by His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, pertaining to the life and biographies of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his pure progeny as great leaders of Islam, as true examples of human beings according to Islamic teachings. So we were talking about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as explained and analyzed by His Eminence, and we said that upon the entrance to Medina, his migration, the Prophet's migration to Medina, there are certain points that attract the attention. One of them is that the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not under the influence or did not owe anyone anything in the process of becoming a community leader. He did not get himself attached to any wealthy person, any powerful person, anyone from his own relatives, like because Banu Najjar were there, they were maternal uncles of the Prophet, so he did not go to them. And at that time, naturally, it was a habit for people to boast and gloat about their tribal affiliation. But the Prophet did not use that. So he went to a very poor neighborhood in Medina, and he was hosted by Abi Ayyub al-Ansari, who again was a poor person in Medina at that time. And then there was this piece of land close to the house of Abi Ayyub al-Ansari. And the Prophet asked about who owns the land, and the reply was that it is owned by two orphans. So the Prophet had in mind to establish the mosque, masjid, the first and most primary institute of all sorts of activities in Islam, like a place of worship and a place of gathering. And when there was a military expedition or military training, people would gather there, a place for education. So in the beginning, masjid in Islam was the center for almost everything, something like the city hall nowadays that exists in some countries and in some cities. So the Prophet asked, who owns the land? And they said, two orphans. And the Prophet bought the land with good price from them, gave them a good price for the land. And this is the location where Masjid al-Nabi still is in Madinat al-Nabi. And he started building the masjid. And this building, this masjid, the Prophet started building it himself. Now, there is one thing about the style of the leadership of the Prophet, and that is the style of come, not go. There's something that we say in our culture, that some people are leaders in the way that they sit and they tell everyone else to go. Okay, I'm sitting here, you go do stuff. But some leaders are the pioneers themselves. They go and then they tell other people to come. So the style of the leadership of the Prophet was the come style, not go style. Okay, we have a break and we come back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Wa Aliyin al-Murtada wa Fatimata al-Zahra. الحسن الرضا والحسين المصفى والحسين المصفى وجميع الأوصياء مصابح الدجى.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the process of building the masjid, and we were talking about how the Prophet ﷺ himself engaged in the process of building in a way that there are in different historical accounts that people who saw some of the companions of the Prophet, who might not have been very familiar with the labor in that level, when they saw that the Prophet himself is doing construction work like a simple worker, so they were ashamed and they said, okay, we also should participate, and they participated, and with the participation of everyone, they could build the mosque in a very short period of time. So this is part of the education that the Prophet had for his people, that he wanted to show them that there is no difference when it comes for the obligation that we have for a community. There is no difference between a leader or people. Actually, there is this hadith by the Prophet that Sayyidul Qawm Khadimuhum, the greatest of a community is the one who serves them the most, okay? So the real meaning of being a Sayyid, being superior, is to be a good servant to the community. And this service could get the form of, could get different forms. And it's not like a person says, I only give service in this form. No, if the requirements of the time require you to do this stuff, you have to go and accept that. So after building the masjid becomes the center, as I said, not just for worship, for education, for telling people things that are needed by them, and many other stuff that is the place, the true position of masjid in our communities is like that. It's not just a place of worship. Yes, there is the level of sanctity and respect that we should maintain, and certain stuff should not be done in masjid. But there are other things that also should be done in masjid, like, for example, education, the circles of learning, and other things. One thing that we should consider in the establishment of the Muslim society or the society of Medina, why don't we see Muslim society? Because not everyone who were the citizens of this society, not everyone was Muslim. And this is something that is very unique in the history of civilization. I think this is the first time, or one of the only, one of the few occasions in which that people could have the right of citizenship without following the religion or the ideology of the leader of the society. Because in the ancient time, when you analyze societies and communities and civilizations, mainly it is by default in this way that people should follow the ideology of the emperor. Actually, the ideology is the justification for the power structure. And if you don't accept this, you are not a member of a society. And that's why you have persecutions based on religion in Roman Empire, in Persian Empire, in other areas of the world, in the Egyptian Empire. So people had to worship the empire sometimes or follow the religion of the empire, or those who did not follow the religion of the empire, they were prosecuted, like in Roman in case. And even in Mecca, like, what was the problem that the Prophet had to migrate to Medina? It was because he did not accept the rule or the justification for the rule of those elites of Quraysh, which was paganism. And they had a problem that he did not accept our ideology. So, but in Medina, the Prophet made it free for people to follow other ideologies, but still be members of the society that he establishes. And this was very pioneering, a very modern kind of a standard for society and community building inshallah, we're going to cover that in the following episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.